97 FM WGXC Accra.
You're listening to Radio Wonderland, live on WGXC, radio made from radio.
Tune in Joshua Free's Radio Wonderland, Saturdays at 10:30 a.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM for a live remix of New York City Morning Radio on WGXC, Creative Community Radio.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Friedman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Friedman Gallery.
This is Jenny from Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda, here to tell you about what movies are playing locally for the week of July 22nd here in the Hudson Valley, starting with the Crandall Theater over in Chatham. This week we have Janet Planet, Pulp Fiction, Pride and Prejudice, Thelma, The Bike Riders, Green Border, and Horizon, An American Saga, Chapter 1. If you're interested in any of those movies or any other upcoming showtimes, they have a lot of cool summer programming this year, you can head on over to crandalltheater.org. All right, and heading over into Hudson, we have TSL, otherwise known as Time and Space Limited. This weekend, we have June Zero, Umberto D, Shoeshine, and Bicycle Thieves. And if you're interested in any of those showtimes or any of the other events that are happening over at TSL, you can head to their website at timeandspace.org. Also in Hudson, at Spotlight, otherwise known as the Fairview Movieplex, we have Twisters and Fly Me to the Moon. And if you're interested in either of those movies or any other upcoming showtimes, you can find out more at thespotlighttheaters.com and make sure you choose Hudson from the drop-down menu. And our last Hudson theater is the Story Screen Cinema, which is the new movie theater also on Fairview Avenue. It used to be the little three-screen movieplex. It's next to, like, you know, the Burger King, the Dunkin' Donuts, kind of near Healy Boulevard. You know what I'm talking about. That's called Story Screen Cinema. They just opened up, and this weekend they have playing Twisters, Robot Dreams, Long Legs, Oddity. And then coming soon, Deadpool and Wolverine, Last Summer, Trap, and Cuckoo. And if you are interested in any of those movies and their showtimes, you can head on over to storyscreenpresents.com. They're really great. I would recommend it. All right, and then hopping across the river, we have the Greenville Drive-In. This week, they have Taylor Swift Karaoke Night, hosted by my co-host, Amanda, and that is on July 26th. And then on the 27th, we have O Brother, Where Art Thou? And July 30th, Free Admission, Finding Nemo. If you're interested in any of those showtimes or their other upcoming summer events, you can head on over to drivein32.com. They have a bunch of cool, fun family movies through the entire summer, and I would recommend checking it out. All right, staying in the drive-in, the other drive-in that's closest to us, the Highway Drive-In in Coxsackie, we have, it's a four-screen drive-in, so on screen one, it's Twisters and A Quiet Place Day One. Screen two is Despicable Me 4 and The Fall Guy. Screen three is Long Legs and Maxine. And screen four is Inside Out 2, and The Lion King from 1994. Great flick. And if you're interested in any of those showtimes or their upcoming movies, you can head on over to highwaydrivein.com. All right, sticking on that side of the river, we have the Wyndham Theater over in Wyndham, New York. This week, they have Twisters, Despicable Me 4, and Inside Out 2. Simple. And if you're interested in any of those movies, you can find out more at WyndhamTheater.com. All right, and now it's time to move a little bit further south to our last movie theater. We are going to be talking about the Upstate Films locations, starting with the Star Cinema, which is the location in Rhinebeck. We have Green Border, Thelma, National Theater Live, Present Laughter, Cora Bora with screenwriter Rhiannon Jones, Janet Planet, and Kinds of Kindness. And then heading back across the river to the Orpheum Theater, which is the location in Saugerties, we have Seven Samurai, Thelma, Twisters, and Fly Me to the Moon. And then I also just want to let you know, at the Upstate Films locations, there's a new free family film series called Yes And. It looks like it's mostly on Saturdays. And it's fun family movies, basically, for the rest of the summer over the weekend. And you can go for free, which is really cool. So if you're interested in any of those, it looks like the first weekend is going to be August 3rd and 4th, and they're playing Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. If you're interested in attending that or any of the other shows that they're playing at Upstate Films, you can find out more information at upstatefilms.org. And that about wraps it up for us. That's a whole lot of movies in this beautiful area that we live in. So, I hope to see you there. It's a great time to go in and hang out in the air conditioning. It's so hot out, and movies are so fun to see by yourself or with some friends. We'll see you next time. Bye.
This is your 1 minute countdown to stuttering words. The radio station that's coming up next, the radio show on WGXC. 1 minute away. You're listening to the Kurt Schwitter Sassy Ensemble Ragtime Sassies. Stuttering words coming up in 30 seconds. Thank you. Suttering Words, your source of community music, community news, news of hijackings, more, and sports, and more, and weather, and more, and more, and words, and more. And I bet you're all out there wondering, hey, what the heck? Wait a minute, this is Tuesday. This ain't a Thursday. What's wrong here? What's wrong with me? Do I have something wrong? Do I have ringworm? Did I get ringworm from washing in a cold water at the YMCA? Do I have drop dead beady eyes and I'm a big stinker and I go to the Colgate Lake and I'm from the planet where people eat arugula? Beep, 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 beep. I'm a star child. Meep, 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 meep. And if
you are asking that out there, well, you're right. Because this is not Suttering Words' usual time slot. That's because, why? Because this is a special episode, because it's the 23rd of July, and that's right, a special episode celebrating the birth of America. And we have chosen this special occasion to also honor and observe some great American men of our history. And we've special occasion time this one, this first ever broadcast, folks, out of Wave Farm's Catskill Studio. That is our first ever broadcast out of the Wave Farm Catskill Studio. What's your name? So you could come by the studio and we can ask you questions like that. What's your name? And then you could tell us what your name is and lots of other stuff. This episode, I just want to tell you, is going to be chock full of fun summer stuff. We got pool parties, we got American men, we got puffy undies stuff with Pepper Jack, and who better to bring this out to you live and in person than me, Rick, changing my name to Snortin' Reggie, the Snortmeister, and with me, as always, my shock jock, twisted brother-in-law of a DJ, GJ, DJ Lucas, the G-Meister. Lucas, do some... What was this sound? Lucas, do some of that keyboard cassette tape, Wackaroonie Castle stuff like you do. Let's go, man, man, man,
that
man, 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 man,
man,
man, man, man, man, man, man, man, man,
man.
That's what I like. That's what I like to hear. Alright, good job. So we will be taking your calls all this next hour from 7 to 8 p.m. Call anytime you want. The number is 518-622-2598. And we want to know, hey, what are your big summer plans? And do you like American men? And remember, we are taking only nude callers tonight. So remember, get off your clothes and give us a call. No video calls. We don't want to see you naked. We just want to hear you nude. We want to hear you nude, America, and call fast. Because we only have a limited amount of rings on our phone. That number, again, is 518-622-2598, extension 3. And again, tell us your summer plans. Do you like American men? Do you have any business cards you want to leave at a gas station? Things like that. All right, Lucas, are you ready for this big show? We got a couple of guests today. We got a local band that's going to be in here playing. We also have Miriam Atkin. She is a local writer and organizer, and she's going to be talking about... She's a real guest, by the way. We have a lot of fake guests on our show, but not this time. Yeah, not this time. Nope, nobody named Pontius. We have Miriam Atkin is going to be on later. We're going to be talking to her. You feeling it, Lucas? You feeling it? You feeling it a little bit? You feeling it?
At all?
Wait, you haven't been talking in the mic this
I haven't
outside.
Been talking at all. That's why.
Yeah, that's what you get for being over there.
I'm over here.
That's what you get for being over there.
I'm laying on the floor, and you know, you gotta operate that mixer.
No, I don't. So I got a I don't know what my updates are. I got a new tattoo. You want to see the new tattoo?
Sure.
Here, let me turn around. Spread this wide open. See, this is We got a dream catcher. This is a dream catcher.
Pretty good.
And this is Darth Vader in the middle of the dream catcher. He's wearing a Yankees hat, and he's wearing a Freddy Krueger sweater.
Pretty good.
The Freffmeister Freddy Krueger sweater.
Well, these are
all things that I love and I identify with, so I wanted to combine all the things and put them on my body forever. I consider them deeply part of my American and my American-adjacent identities. And you can see around the dream catcher, there are a whole bunch of flags sticking out of it. This is the American flag here, a Don't Tread on Me flag. I have a Rainbow Pride flag with an extra blue line for Back the Blue flag, a Water is Life flag, an Ice is Real flag, a Heroes Have No Home Here flag, a Brazilian flag, an Ecuadorian flag, the state flag of Pittsburgh, a flag that just says PayPal on it for no some dang reason, an I Love Flags flag, a War of 1812 flag, and Darth Vader also has a huge bulge in his pants pocket. And that, of course, is because it is full of my favorite candy, Tootsie Rolls. Tootsie Rolls. You have no response to that, Lucas? I just showed you this huge tattoo I got in my
body, most parts
of my body. It continues on the back,
look,
by the
I'm
way.
I'm literally in shock, and I know you can't go into a Japanese bathhouse anymore.
I never was able to in the first place because those doors are real thin, and I got childbearing hips.
You got some thighs on you. Yeah, I am impressed by the tattoo. I find it to be exciting and relevant.
How come you sound better than I do? Mine's clipping.
You're a little hot.
Do you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right.
Gain at the top.
Let me turn the gain down a little bit. And the mic up and see if that makes any difference. Yeah. Okay, well, maybe I'm still kind of flipping Rooney. All right, we're going to do whatever we can. By the way, Lucas, I went to the Hall of Records yesterday because I just wanted to find out a little bit more information about you, Lucas.
Why?
Because I wanted to find out what time you were born, because I like to know what time all my friends are born, because I've built a stone calendar out in the woods behind my house, and I place an animal carcass on the dates and times of my friends' births, and I pray for everlasting friendship from them. But that's none of your business, dude, okay? All right? All right?
Okay, all right.
Don't get all hung up on it. You want to take this outside? I didn't think so.
No, I'm fine.
So what I discovered at the Hall of Records was something interesting. I looked at your birth certificate, and on it, it said your name, G. Lucas Bin Laden.
You're always doing this. You're always.
Your middle name is
stuff.
Bin Laden.
Your middle
name is Bin Laden.
I go by my first middle
what?
Name. Okay, I go by one of
what?
My one of my middle names. Like, I go by my middle name.
Explain that away. That doesn't sound very American.
It happens
Bin Laden?
To be a pretty American name, honestly.
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know. I don't say the words. I just speak them. All I know. Is that I got a memo in my memo box from Teeny Weeny Finny's Auto Body Parts or whatever, and they said, I got a deep thank you for this. You know what that means? Fire.
I got a deep thank you.
You're always
investigating. Uh-huh. You're always going to the Hall of Records and eating sandwiches.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Who, me?
You and your tattoos.
Me.
Yeah,
you Bin Laden.
Oh, yeah.
Me. You Bin Laden. Deep thank you. Me. Deep tank you.
I'm proud of all of my names. I've
simple
got them.
As that.
I've got my
simple
names.
Simple as that.
They're big.
It's simple as that.
I'm gigantic now. I'm a big
it's
one.
Simple as that.
I'm a big
it's
baby.
Simple as that.
I'm a huge baby. I'm a gigantic baby. I'm the one.
And I'm the one. I'm the one. No, I'm the one.
No, I have a
huge
baby.
You got a huge rock bottom coming up for you. I'm the one.
I'm
the only one who can forgive you, and you are done. But guess what?
You want to do rock blocks?
I do want to do a rock block.
Okay.
But guess what? You're fired. That's right, everyone. We are now hiring for a new DJ for Stuttering Words. You can send in your application to drstevejobslupussponge.com.
It's not going
to
be hard. I'm terrible.
All right. We got some resumes that already came in. Let me check my email. This one's from G. Lucas Bin Laden Crane. This is a pretty good resume. You want to come in for an interview?
Yeah,
oh, I sure
I,
do.
I already knew this was going to happen, right, and so I applied for all the jobs. All of those resumes are mine. All of those resumes are mine.
Play a little music for me. Oh, that is awesome. You're hired. Hey, it's their new DJ, G. Lucas Crane. Wait a minute. How did you get here?
It's just me.
Oh, it's just you again. You're fired. And we went through this over again and over again and over again and over again until I just said, okay, guess what? I give up. We are friendship. We are friendship. We have friendship.
I'm a big baby.
We are friendship. We have friendship forever. Fine. Okay, fine. We have friendship.
We're the big
we have
ones.
Friendship forever.
That's right.
And that's why I wrote this song for you. With me tonight at the bar at the Olive Garden. Do you want to shoot hoopsies with me tonight at the recreation center in my heart? In the recreation center in my heart. In that big dang recreation center. In the dark, in my heart, in my dark heart, in my dark heart, in my dark heart, in my dark heart.
Oriana Moon, she's in the vacuum, I can't see it.
All right, enough of that.
Now,
now how about some rock and roll? Yeah, time for another sick, twisted rock block right here, riding just yelling you what it still a mouth. So, Lucas, I think it's time for our first guests of the evening. This is a real treat. This is going to be a real treat for everyone out there in Radioland, especially people who aren't from the Catskill region, because we're going to introduce you to a group who is well known around here, but not afar. They are local legends. They are a community band called the Elderly Rascals. They're a ragtag, ragtime, seniors-only American jug band playing only the greatest American patriotic songs from the 1920s and ribald Civil War strumpets. And they are a band that knows adversity. They are not only are they really old, but two of them are alcoholics. One has syphilis, and the other one gets scratched a lot by her cat, making them the first seniors-only American bluegrass tribute band to feature two alcoholics, a syphilitic, and a person scratched by cats. Here they are, ladies and gentlemen, the Elderly Ragtime Rascals with a song called Dippity-Doo, Uncle Sam, Cha-Cha-Diddy, Whiz-Bang, Whiz-Bang. Take it away, Elderly Rascals.
To the United States. I want to make love to the U.S. of A. I want to make love to the United States. I want to make love to the USA. It's the best country in the galaxy. It's the best country in the galaxy. I want to make love to the USA. Gonna make love to the USA. Don't you want to touch my sloppy Joe? Don't you touch my sloppy Joe? Don't you touch my sloppy Joe? I want to make love to the USA, the best country in the galaxy. Yeah, yeah. I want to make love to the USA. Yeah.
very bad. I loved every minute of it. Now they are the thank you elderly rascals. Now they're getting on a bus. And oh no, the bus got hit by lightning. Whatever, that's sad. Elbow drop, elbow drop. I just did two elbow drops. Count them, two elbow drops by me, the Ebo Meister. Ebo, of course, short for elbow, because I'm not basic. So now, folks, turn up your tuners and get ready to roll, because we got a nerdy block of metal so heavy it could give Sisyphus a turtleneck. So don't you go anywhere. I have hair down to my crusty buttress. And here's a little song about America. And remember to call in, folks. We're giving away sketch pads and odor eaters, and the rest is history, my friends. Yo! That's enough of that. All right, now it's time for we're gonna have our guest on in a little moment. But first, how about we go over to a little sports report? We're gonna send it over to you, Kenny the Blitzman Dierkmeyer. It's time for the sports report with your host, Kenny the Blitzman Dierkmeyer. He's drunk, folks. He's drunk.
All right, good evening. This is Kenny the Blitzman Dierkmeister, and it's time, oh my gosh, it's time for a look at the sports. And what the heck, Globetrotters vanquished the Honey Rimrod, polyester printing presses by a total score of 780, no deaths were reported. Over in the world of competitive skipping, the Miami Golden Napkins snuffed out the candle of the Denver Silver Napkins, notching 4 PEX bits to 10 clay slabs mined rebars. Dumbbell David lofted 70 great rupee particles into a figment of LARPer's imagination. And finally, the men's dandy Wimbledon Rumble Royal was postponed due to earworms, burglars, and a few cans of soupy-flavored Pepsi Coli. And that's your sports report on the sports dork.
This is Tony Papp with a little commercial here. Just wanted to tell you that if you're going to eat food, eat American food. You know, like a Yankee Doodle salad or Frisky Burgers. You can Google all that stuff. I'm not making it up. Just eat American food. American food is the best food. Don't you go to eat on that Chinese food at the gas station. I know that stuff has owls in it, full of leeptions. Eat only American food and candy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Tony Pep, for that little commercial. And thank you, Kenny the Blitzman, Dierkmeyer, the Dierkmeister. We got a real guest coming up, Lucas. What do you think of that?
I'm so thankful.
We only have an hour. I'm sweating nuggets.
I don't know if it's possible. That's it.
We're 31 minutes in. We got to get to our guest. Did you like that song? That was like, American males, American males.
Pretty sure
American
I hallucinated
males,
it.
American males. And then it went up an octave. It's like, American males, American males. And then it dropped an octave. American males. What? Oh. We're getting callers here, but I can't.
I like the part where they will assault you. They will. You'll end up in critical condition. No joke.
So, how about we bring on our guest? We have a real guest in the studio today. Her name is Miriam Atkin. We're going to share a mic here. I hope you don't have cooties. Come on in, Miriam Atkin. Miriam, would you call yourself an organizer and a writer?
No.
Okay, what would you call yourself?
Not sure. It's a tough question.
Well, you gotta, like, get really on top of this mic.
But don't yell.
Yeah, don't. Let's see. Let's test the mic. That's the only thing I'm gonna get. I'm gonna get right in front of it and scream real loud and see if it.
DWRC. Don't do what Rick does.
No, I think that's okay. Okay, Miriam.
Yes.
Lucas has some questions for you. I gotta go use the toilet.
So I hear that you are organizing and helping to organize the Verbatim Poetry and Music Festival. Will you please tell us a little bit about it and when it is so we can all go to it?
Sure. Verbatim Text Sound Expo is a yearly festival in which small press publishers and experimental record labels and tape labels who are mostly local or regional come together for a day to sell stuff, and each press and each label curates a performance. So it's performances all day, lots of cool stuff to buy. This year it's on August 3rd at Glen Falls House in Round Top, which is a sweet little classic Catskills motel. It has a nice waterfall and hiking trails, swimming pool. It's going to be great.
Wow, that sounds great. And that's like, we're actually providing a public service right now. Usually we're doing the opposite. I feel so fulfilled. Thank you for thank you for putting this together. And gosh, that sounds fun. So tell us a little bit about the location. I know it was in a different location last year. So what's the new stuff with this new fun place, this hotel?
Well, yeah. Like I said, it's in Round Top, which is the northern Catskills. Very beautiful up there. And it's a great place. They hold all sorts of cool concerts throughout the summer.
Oh.
I'd call it a destination.
Oh, great.
And on the weekend of August 3rd, it'll be a destination for people who like weird writing and unusual music.
Well, that sounds quite convivial. Now, I must clarify something with you, our guest. You said the word swimming pool.
I did.
Now, will the guests to this festival be able to get into that pool?
Oh, they will.
Oh, my goodness. Do you hear that, y'all? Swimming, poetry, and music. Oh, my goodness. That's really good.
It's unprecedented.
It's unprecedented in the history of festivals. Rick, are you still in the bathroom?
No, I'm right here.
Oh, my gosh.
I was just waiting to see if you guys were done talking about the small stuff, because I think I'm about to turn it up a notch and ask the questions that America really wants to hear asked and answered. Because you know me, they call me Rick, the hardball questionnaire meister.
Oh, they call you that, especially since that tattoo.
Right. So I'm going to chew some gum and ask Miriam Atkin the real questions that people want to know in America. Miriam, from your experience, this is a good question. Would you say that American men make the best lovers, better than any men from any other country, Scandinavia included? What? Why are you laughing? That's not why.
I'm not laughing, I'm just putting techno
on. She's laughing. This is not funny. I try hard here. I try hard here to be the best interviewer that I can. I do deep research. I analyze the guests. family tree. I draw pictures of them answering my questions, sweating, thinking, oh my gosh, how can I answer this? He's really put me on the spot. This is the best question I've ever heard. I call them, and I don't say anything on the other line. I just breathe, and I listen. I listen good and hard. And then you guys just laugh at me. You just laugh at me as if I'm Tony Danza, and I was just in the Flash band. And you just laugh at me and put me on the spot all the time. I thought it was a good question. No one's even here anymore. I'm alone. Everybody left me. Why? Because I'm the smart man in the room. I'm the American man in the room. Best American man. I'm one of the great Americans, folks. I am one of the great Americans. I'm up there with Paula Deen. I'm up there with Abbott and Costello. I'm up there with Jack Nicklaus. I went berserk with some poblano peppers, and wee, did I need some bug spray. That's just a bunch of locksmithery around here because I can't ask the questions that people want to hear about asking me. I mean, you're out there playing hot wife with non-vets, turning nickels into dimes at children's hospitals at an adult slumber party. Slumberoo, slumberoo. Ooh, singing the Slumberoo Slumber Party, adult slumber party song made with magnets with pictures of presidents on them. But the presidents, instead of eyes, have slime coming out of them, and lasers coming out of them, and fire coming out of them, and worms, 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 worms. And that's not the America I know and love. That's not the America I know and love. That's not the American flag I the guy tattooed on my kneecap. That's not the dream catcher I got tattooed on my other kneecap. That's not the Freddy Krueger Darth Vader t-shirt that I got tattooed on my third kneecap. No! Miriam? Why are you just giggling? This is not funny. I'm telling you what I think about politics today. And you know what I think about politics today? It's like those little bugs you get in a wheelbarrow. And you gotta scrape them off. And you gotta put them in your Indian food and your Indian pickle and your anthrax. Do you eat anthrax? Would you eat anthrax, Lucas?
Yes.
Would you eat anthrax?
Of course.
Yes, of course. Of course you would. I'm out of here, folks. Slam dunk.
Can I go now?
Yeah. No, you're Rick now.
That's a good point.
All right. Bye, Miriam. I'll see you home. Yay, Miriam Atkin, everyone. Well, in other news, the Ninny Winnies, everyone's favorite Yankle Yankle, has been temporarily moved to a goat house in the league by a league of cussing Gentiles. So that storehouse is for rent. This is some delicious Irish cream monster soda. What do you want to do now, Lucas? You want to play some music, or you want to do like an... Oh, yeah, you know what? Let me play a song. No, you play a song.
Okay.
This song is from Elephant Steps, a opera libretto by Richard Foreman. And I just want to alert you that this song is good, but the opera kind of stinks. So here's a good song from Elephant Steps by Richard Foreman.
Thank you. yes. Whatever you see, it is not me. Am I closer?
Yes.
Closer?
Yes.
Touch my hand.
My hands are inside the wall, but I'm turning toward my patient.
I'm putting my hands on top of Hartman's hands.
And my hands lie abandoned like flowers in my palm.
Touch my hand.
Where are my
hands? My hands are large enough to be seen. I put them into the air, where they gleam like big hands, hands that examine their own.
Hello. Hello, you're on the air. This is Stuttering Words. How are you? We got our first live caller. You are live on the air. Who is this?
Oh, hi. My name is Belinda.
Hi, Belinda. Where are you calling from?
Space.
Outer space. That's what I love the most. So I know that out there in outer space, you get a lot of TV programs, mostly of the American variety. So tell me, what are your summer plans, and who are some of your favorite American men?
Who's my favorite American man?
That's right. Who's your favorite? And I'm not talking about the losers. I'm talking about hunks only, folks.
Myself?
Oh, yeah.
That's
Keep
one.
Going.
That's, good.
That's pretty good. Belinda is one of my favorite American men, too, from outer space. And what are your summer plans? And by the way, I don't know if you listened to earlier, but we are accepting only nude callers. So I hope everyone out there who is calling us is completely nude, because it's summertime and there's nothing more fun than a summertime summer nude slumberoo. Ooh, ooh, slumberoo. How you doing out there, Belinda?
Well, there are no clothes in outer space, so there is no nude.
Oh, this is news
to
me.
This is so good. This is so good. There are no clothes in outer space, so there is no nude.
It's just birthday suits all the way down.
So you don't call it nude when you're not wearing clothes, but what do you call it when you put clothes on in outer space?
There are none. It's not a thing.
But you're familiar with clothes.
Everything gotta be so spooky in outer space.
They taught you about clothes in space school, I presume.
Why does everything gotta be so darn spooky in outer space? I mean, we send signals out there that are completely normal, and then when it comes back, spooky. An eldritch return. I'm just talking about an eldritch return. It's always an eldritch return. Why has everything got to be so spooky in outer space? Well, do you have any parting thoughts, Belinda?
Are you saying I'm spooky?
No, I would never. Please have mercy on my family. Please have mercy on my cat. Please have mercy on my pet bear.
We feel that we've been misrepresented out in space.
Well, don't we all? And it's usually because you people have no hair, you have people have no clothes, you people have no teeth, you people have no eyes.
That's great.
You people have no pineal glands.
That's great.
But that's all right with me. You are all right in my book, Belinda. Thank you for calling. And now, folks, it is time for our...
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, that's weird. We got a call from outer space today.
I'm just so glad it wasn't another killer.
I know. I mean, I don't care right now about the call, but, like, I'm probably going to wake up tomorrow and be like, we got a call from outer space. Oh, 748, you are listening to WGXC Wavefarm Radio here in the live Catskill studio. And now it's time for your local events calendar coming right up. It's time for your local events calendar, brought to you by Frico's Chili Bar. If this van's a rockin', call the police. In our local events calendar for the week of July 23rd, we have Gordon the Bugmeister Bugley at the Greenville Drive-In. He'll be screening his documentary on scented candles in the fjords of Guantanamo Bay. On Saturday, Orb Roybison will be strumming the old banjo in praise of the most unholy one, Lucifer, the Prince of Darkness. Line up to get your tickets for a half a sandwich. And finally, no, on Sunday, not on Sunday, but after Sunday, after midnight, a ghost will be eating a side salad off an attaché case in the men's room at Port Authority. And that is your local events calendar, brought to you by Frico's Chili Bar. If this van's a rockin', call the police.
De bim. City catilla be billy be billy be zico de zacobam.
A nice sweater.
City catilla be billy be billy be
zico de. A nice sweater.
Hello, you're on the air.
City catilla be billy be billy
be zico de. A nice sweater.
City catilla be billy be billy be zico de.
We got time, probably. We got 10 more minutes. We do have time for one more caller if anyone wants to call in. That number again is 518-622-2598. We want to know what your summer plans are. We want you to call in and talk to us about American men. Let's see what our community question is. What are your summer plans? Who are your favorite American men? Callers only. All right, well, in lieu of any new callers, I guess we can move on to celebrity gossip. How's that, Lucas? Now we're going to go on to a six sloppy rock and roll Christmas music gospel lunchtime.
The 6 hour.
Slam, plam, bop. 6 hour block.
The 6 hour block.
Christmas Easter music.
Yeah.
Okay, in celebrity gossip news, let's take a look at this. That's the name of the new Star Wars movie. It appears that Jimmy Buffett's arms have gone missing. Jimmy Buffett, as you know, died a couple months ago, and his handlers were about to shove him into a crypt for all eternity, and then the gravesmen looked and they noticed that Buffett's arms were gone, Lucas. It is believed that his arms were accidentally removed by an accidental arm removal company. That tracks. Napoleon Dynamite, Lucas.
He's back.
Napoleon Dynamite's back.
I don't know who that is.
It's a movie. You might remember the dance scene in Napoleon Dynamite. Here's some big juicy Hollywood gossip for you. In that dance scene, Lars, the Goldmeister Goldstein, he was an extra. He was in the audience. He was titled as Student Clapper Number 7. He's getting into metallurgy.
Metallurgy?
He's getting into metallurgy.
The French emperor?
No, it's a class you can take from the University of Phoenix, Ohio.
Oh, the one that got shut down.
God bless them.
Yeah, okay.
God bless them. And birthdays, grandpa, uncle, old man, the old geyser, old ancient one, Billy Cripsblin, the Cripsmeister, he turned 5. Executioner's axe at her head, still hung untied. She took 3 whacks from the executioner's axe and her head still hung untied. It went boing, 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 full of freedom, full of coins, full of nothing but fresh gold coins. The newest world lived on to me.
Every food and drink and ghosts. our trip to the other side of time. Now time will only tell if she'll drink from my well, or I'll have to take a big bite. Oriana Moon, come visit my room, it's all gonna be alright. Did you meet Rip and Winkle on your trip to the other side of time? Trip to the other side of time. Did you meet Rip and Winkle on your trip to the other side of time? I'm telling you now, come listen over here. You'll know free than me, and I'm lonely every night. I count trees in the country, I count trees. I got kids.
Good night, everyone.
Good night,
everyone. Remember to